to you May the 9th.
Okay.
110 North Tuscaloosa Nightly Rental.
Case number 2017-15 is 110 North Tuscany Nightly Rental. We were here, but now we're over here at 110. 112 is here. It's already come through the process, so. Frontal view from the west, a little bit zoomed out view from the west. Here's a view from the north. View from the east, which is kind of the backside.
What is 112?
Residence. Oh, no, I'm sorry. 112, the next one to it?
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
It's already went through.
It went through, yes.
How many of these does Mr. Watson own?
Two.
Both of these that you're applying for?
Yes.
Anybody got any questions?
Has he been renting them out in the past?
Yes, less than a year.
Less than a year. How long's he owned them?
Less than a year. Just for that time period since he owned them, yes.
Thank you.
Anybody else?
May the 9th.
Okay, thank you.
May the 9th. Fish Row Vacation Rental.
This location's 417 Bristol Road, Branson, north of Branson's, case number 2017-16. Right up here is the 160 intersection. To get to it, you take the outer road by the filling station that I see Dave at most of the time. That's where I meet Dave. Anyway, you go over 65 on the bridge and left on Bristol.
Pretty close where you used to live, Doug.
Yep.
So view of the property highlighted there. It's a view of the property from the south. View of the property from the west. Little notch out, I think that's a well lot, correct?
Yes.
Is that right? Yeah. There's a view from the east. View from the north. That's just kind of a zoomed in view of the front of the property.
Can you zoom back out, Scott? Again? What is that?
That long building.
Off to the left there.
This?
The pool?
No.
No, on the left up there.
Just to the left of the property line right there, that building right there.
It's like a house.
What is that?
I think they have hens or something there.
Oh, a chicken house?
Yes.
So that's just a bigger, same people on a bigger one up the hill there a little farther?
Yeah, they have a home up there. It's an old couple in front of that. Not there.
Okay, that's just another chicken house there, bigger one?
I don't know what that is. It's farther away.
All right.
I did bring, I brought some colored pictures and a description. Okay.
I think I see what you're doing there, yeah.
My question, is that a shared well?
Is that a shared well, ma'am?
Actually, it used to be. When the gentleman who sold us the home, he planned on developing the lots beside us. And then last fall, he did a quick claim deed and signed it over to me, and I have that paperwork with me too. So I own the well.
So you own the well?
Yes.
Okay.
And we have a septic tank, so we don't need any Taney County sewage treatment, no water, It's all for a home. And the well was dug to support four homes, so it's a nice deep well.
Scott, can you turn Briscoe Road a different way on the map there? Like, have you got a different picture? There you go. Yeah, back up to that.
That one?
That's Briscoe Road going north.
That curve is...
It lines up at the quarry back there, just by my place up there.
The curve is down the road further than that. Look back from the side view.
Yeah, there it is.
Yeah.
It's got a good line of sight, I think.
Okay, anybody else got any questions? See you May the 9th.
Okay, thank you.
226 Stony Point Drive, nightly rental.
226 Stony Point Drive, Hollister, Missouri. This is case number 2017-17. There's a Fieldstone Drive. Then we come in on Stony Point Drive, last house on the right.
Excuse me.
This is a view of the home from the front or the west. Zoomed in a little bit more, zoomed in view. View from the south. View from the north. View from the east. Yep, I'm sorry.
Well, that's what I was there.
Yep.
Bluff behind it there. Go ahead, sir. Anybody got any questions?
How many units do you have out there? Just the one?
One.
Anybody else got any questions? No.
Driveway looks thin. The driveway looks thin.
It's a two-car garage, right?
Yes.
Anybody else? Nobody? See you May the 9th.
When do I give a check for the mailing? Aren't we supposed to give you a check for the mailing that you send out?
That should have been mailed. I'll check on that tomorrow. Gary and find out.
No, I sent in the 150.
Right.
Is that included within that?
Nope, it was a separate billing.
Okay.
We were looking through the files today.
I beg your pardon?
We were looking through the files today. I'll double check them tomorrow.
Okay, I have not sent a check. I haven't gotten a bill on it. So I have my checkbook with me. If I can give you a check, that'd sure be the easiest thing.
Well, if you're here after, I'll be here. We have one more concept.
Okay.
So, and I got the file.
We're conducting a meeting now, so if you want to wait till we can get it done.
I'll catch you after the meeting.
All right.
Lee's Secret Garden Nightly Rental.
That's Lee's Secret Garden Nightly Rental, 392 Blackwell Ferry, Kirbyville, case number 2017-18. State Highway 76, Mildren, this is where MM Highway goes right, gas station on the corner. We're probably 3 miles south of the Bull Shoals Bridge. Take it down where Blackwell Ferry goes left. Here's our location of our home here on the right. Kind of got highlighted in green. I zoomed out to give you an idea where it sets. Kirbyville's here, Forsyth up here. You can tell by the lake where we're at, hopefully.
About MM.
That's down MM to Blackwell Ferry. Deer Lane goes straight and Blackwell Ferry left. There's her home just a little ways down on the right.
Dean, where was the one you got approved last time, just south of that?
If you go down Yandel Cove Road.
Yandel Cove, yeah, that's
all the way
it,
to the end, practically to the end. I live at the end.
Yes, sir.
There's an overview. Here's a picture of the home from the north. View from the west. These pictometries were real clear on these. A view from the south. I zoomed out on the one from the east. That's all I have on that one.
Thanks, Scott. Anybody got any questions?
You like doing these, Dean?
Can you give me another year before I... I like real estate. I think it's a little bit of a unique concept compared to a lot of other nightly rentals. So,
yeah. Oh, yeah. You're out away from it.
Yeah, and if the lots are, it's complete privacy fence on three sides and a big bushes all along that other, along the driveway.
Yeah, it looks very secluded.
It is. It's got lots of room for people with boats and stuff, and we'll actually put a little pool in it, a decent size above ground pool. And it's intended to be like a family place.
Sure. And again, you live close enough to keep an eye on things.
That's part of the whole part of the equation, really. Sure. Yeah. The first one is one lot over from my house, and I went and talked to all the neighbors before I even, well, I was in the process of buying it, but I talked to them and to see if they would object to it. And I'm doing the same with this, just talking to the people. We'll see.
Anybody else got any questions?
Nope.
See you May the 9th.
See you May the 9th. Thank you.
Old or new business? Got any?
The only business I got is clarify Gary's request on his mailing. It hasn't been mailed to him yet. That goes out tomorrow. That's why he has not received it. If he pays tonight, he's getting on it early. So they go out after their concepts. In case for some reason you guys bump them to the next concept or something, then we'd have to remail. So we don't mail until you approve the concept.
Okay.
Yep.
Anything anybody wants to talk about?
I believe that's the one that I have the CFC. I've actually CFC'd one. We've got two to three more that's just ready. We've just been busy enough. We haven't fully documented all the pieces that we've received. And then we'll CFC another two or three in the next day or two.
So they are progressing, though?
Yes. Yep, they're progressing.
Good.
They're all sending in the information. And I physically went out to each one that we CFC'd, looked in the garage, and the garages were empty, took pictures, and checked doors and bedrooms. And
is the county health department being notified for these?
Health department's lodging, when there are five bedrooms or more, they would have to rent each bedroom individually to five or six different people. They'd have like five or six different contracts. Then it turns into a lodging and it falls under them. Otherwise, it's not in their jurisdiction if they rent it as a five, six, seven bedroom. He sent me an email clarifying that. I mean, one could if they had lockouts and they had individual access, or, you know, they'd have to have...
You said five or more?
Yeah, it's five or six or more. I'd have to look.
Individual contracts, like if they were renting a motel room.
Yeah.
One of them.
Like
a motel.
Each bedroom would be their own individual rental. So they don't fall underneath their lodging rules, and that's where they fall under, is their lodging.
that would almost take it out of a special use type permit.
Yeah, you got to issue six of them.
Yeah, that,